This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Chicago is sharing part of the political spotlight with Southeast Wisconsin today. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz will be 90 minutes away, headlining a rally at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee tonight. Earlier in the day, Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Kenosha. Young voters say they're energized now that Harris is at the top of the Democratic ticket. They say appealing to young voters also requires a personal touch.
Take out your phone, text five friends, text five family members, tell them to go to the polls, help them register to vote. And I think, you know, doing that peer-to-peer organizing is really what's going to help us motivate and mobilize young voters.
18-year-old delegate Henry Palo is from Maribel. Pro-Palestinian protesters are making their presence felt at the DNC. Thousands of them came within two blocks of the convention yesterday. About a dozen broke through an outer perimeter fence. President Biden acknowledged them in his keynote speech last night.
Protesters out in the street, they have a point. A lot of innocent people are being killed on both sides.
Biden has said he wants to negotiate an end to the war in Gaza before he leaves office. A Milwaukee woman is sentenced to 11 years in prison for killing her sex trafficker. Crystal Kaiser pleaded guilty to reckless homicide earlier this year. She was the first woman in Wisconsin to plead for leniency because of her status as a sex trafficking victim. Her case attracted national attention. Governor Evers' task force on Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage is out with its recommendations. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says they include expanding Medicaid and increasing rates for home and community-based healthcare. Wisconsin's nursing shortage could be 19,000 by 2040. Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman says he'll submit a budget next year to increase the state's funding for higher education by $457 million a year. Wisconsin ranks 43rd when it comes to funding its public universities. Rothman's plan has pay raises for faculty and staff, but no tuition increases. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. Well, today is the day the Madison Common Council will decide whether to put a $22 million referendum on the ballot. Residents would vote in November, and if passed, it would raise property taxes on the average Madison home by about $20 a month. Without it, the city would have to make 5% cuts across the board, and city leaders warned that would be devastating. It would slash services, put projects on the back burner, and force layoffs. Starting in the 2025 budget, the city faces a $27 million shortfall. But alternatives are popping up, though, too. Just yesterday, Alder Marsha Rummel proposed a $29 million referendum and cutting fees. Now, of course, that's higher than the proposed $22 million, but the State Journal says it would actually be $11 cheaper per month for residents because you'd also be cutting fees. The Common Council has their special meeting tonight to vote on the referendum. Of course, we'll have full coverage for you tomorrow morning. Authorities want you to keep an eye out for a Wisconsin veteran at risk. Janesville police say Peter Clark hasn't been seen since Sunday. He's 61 years old, stands about 5'10", has gray hair and blue eyes. He was last seen Sunday wearing a gray Packers shirt with orange or tan carpenter pants. Clark drives a 2008 Honda Element with a license plate starting with the letters ATE, like 8, then the numbers 1356. If you think you've seen him, call Janesville Police. The State Patrol's August Law of the Month is school bus safety. Bev Lau is the terminal manager for CoBus and Bus Service in Richland Center.
Buses have two lights for warnings. We hit the ambers when we're coming up to a stop, and they flash on the top of the bus front and back. And then when we open the door, the reds start.
Every year in Wisconsin, we end up having about 600 crashes that involve school buses. Public schools in Madison start after Labor Day. And a bar and supper club with severe damage from a tornado last month is now working to reopen. After the twister hit, the Village Bar and Supper Club in Grant County had a roof caved in, debris everywhere, and unsafe electrical. A GoFundMe was set up for the staff, who have been out of work ever since. But now the owners tell WKOW they're picking up the pieces. They still need new floors, a new roof, and new walls. But they're working on it, and they hope to rebuild and have it back open for business in November. And if you need to fill up, now's the time. The average price for gas in Madison is $3.36 a gallon, but some spots may have it for as little as $3.09. Right now, statewide, the average is $3.30 a gallon, which is more than 35 cents lower than it was a year ago. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cardinals open up a three-game series tonight at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Milwaukee's Frankie Montas against the Cardinals' right-hander Eric Fetty. The Brewers with an 11-game lead ahead of the Cardinals in the division, coming off that sweep of the Cleveland Guardians. The Cards losing to the Dodgers Sunday 2-1. NFL, Packers back at practice after losing in Denver 27-2. Quarterback Sean Clifford on what he could have done differently in the game.
It's tough to say just now, Brock. Broadly, speeding it up a little bit, I thought that there were some plays to be made where my eyes were just late. When you're playing guys like Pat Surtain and, you know, the Broncos once, you just can't be late. And if you are, it's going to either, you know, result in an incompletion or interception. So I thought that was, you know, when we had plays and we made plays, it was on time.
That's Packers backup quarterback Sean Clifford. They face the Ravens Thursday in a joint practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's been some big scares at this year's summer box office, and Alien Romulus didn't disappoint last weekend. The film took in $108 million globally and almost $42 million domestically. The seventh installment in the Alien franchise follows a crew of space explorers in the time set between the original Alien in 1979 and Aliens in 1986. Coming in second place was the mighty Deadpool in Wolverine, which became the highest R-rated movie ever in the last few days, surpassing 2019's Joker. Deadpool in Wolverine has pulled in $1.1 billion at the global box office and taken in almost $550 million domestically. Coming in third place was It Ends With Us, starring Blake Lively. Rounding out the top five from this past weekend were Twisters at $10 million and the re-release of the 2009 stop-motion critics darling Coraline, which pulled in over $8 million. An impressive showing for a film on about one-third the screens as other box office big shots. Legendary talk show host Phil Donahue passed away at the age of 88. Donahue, known as the King of Daytime Talk pre-Oprah Winfrey, passed on Sunday, August 18th. He started his TV talk show career in Dayton, Ohio, tackling current events even if they made people uncomfortable. It was when he moved the show to Chicago and added a studio audience that the show became wildly popular before moving to New York in 1985. Donahue was the winner of 20 Emmy Awards, 10 as a host and 10 for his show. Oprah Winfrey, who took over the title as daytime talk show champ, wrote in O, the Oprah Winfrey magazine, that if there had been no Phil Donahue show, there would have been no Oprah Winfrey show. According to People magazine, Donahue was the first mainstream talker to acknowledge that women were interested in things other than mascara and cake recipes. In May of this year, Phil Donahue was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Joe Biden. You gotta love an actor with a laissez-faire attitude. Maybe it's just because he's been around the block a few times, but actor Michael Keaton recently donned the Batman costume again for the film Batgirl. Keaton recently spoke to GQ magazine and said Warner Brothers shelved the film in 2022. When Keaton heard the news that no one would ever see his work, his response was, "I didn't care one way or another. Big, fun, nice check." Good work if you can get it. Do you have a rep that needs to confront all rumors when your relationship is not so great? Me neither. Addressing tabloid rumors that Coldplay frontman Chris Martin and actress Dakota Johnson are not going through with their plans to marry, a rep for the couple said that is not true and they are happily together. In my opinion, whenever there is a picture of an actress giving the camera a wave while wearing sunglasses in oversized jeans, you know things are over. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. Highs in the upper 70s. Same for Thursday, sunny in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.